Welcome to KPFT Local News at 4 p.m. It is Friday, July 17th, 2015. I'm Tucker Wilson.
And I'm Jacob Santillan.
Activists held a protest and rally that began at the Waller County Jail and ended at the courthouse, calling for a full investigation into the death of 28-year-old Sandra Bland, the black woman who was found hanging in a jail cell by a plastic bag on Monday, 3 days after being arrested during a traffic stop near Prairie View A&M University.
She had recently returned to Texas to take a job at the university, which she had graduated from in 2009. The case became a national issue after friends and relatives in the Chicago area questioned the circumstances surrounding her death and said they didn't believe she would have committed suicide. The agency that regulates county jails across Texas informed the Waller County jail officials that it was out of the day before DPS, which was handling the investigation Bland's death, asked the FBI to join the investigation. The incident also prompted local and national politicians to press DPS and other state and federal agencies for more information. Just yesterday evening, Houston Democratic State Senator Rodney Ellis sent a letter to the Texas Commission on Jail Standards, which monitors county jails across the state, asking for a thorough inspection of the jail.
The agency that regulates county jails across Texas informed the Waller County jail officials that it was out of compliance with minimum jail standards after investigating Bland's death. The Texas Commission on Jail Standards Executive Director Brandon Wood said his agency found Waller County Jail to be non-compliant with the two areas of the state's minimal jail standard, one with staff training and one with observation of inmates. He said, quote, inmates are required to be observed at least every 60 minutes and that the Waller County Jail did not perform that observation as required, end quote. The jail was also not in compliance with minimum standards for training of staff dealing with the supervision of inmates who were mentally disabled or potentially suicidal, explaining that there were, quote, possible indicators, end quote, that Bland might have been suicidal. Wood declined to elaborate further. The commission's full report will not be available for several days. Texas Department of Safety officials identified the trooper who initially stopped Bland as Brian Insignia. State records indicate he has been a peace officer for 1 year and 1 month. We will, of course, continue to follow that story and bring you more details as they become available.